In thinking of the wonders of this blessed day, Christmas, one we've been looking forward to now for many weeks, some of us perhaps for months, we've gone through the season of Advent with its 5 weeks of prayers and looking forward to this time of Christmas and the new birth. We lit our Advent candles one a week until last night we lit the last candles symbolizing hope and love and joy and peace, and the white candle in the center symbolizing Christ, the Christ candle coming. So today we can bathe in this awareness that we've done our part to prepare for Advent, and now we find ourselves here at the manger, witnessing the birth of baby Jesus. Didn't we have a crib or little? Didn't have time. Okay. Well, baby Jesus is with us in spirit, which is the most important thing. That's right. There is a small baby Jesus right on the altar table. If you squint and look closely, and you can come up afterwards if you'd like to see the baby Jesus more closely. You know, I have a wonderful little statue at home that my mother-in-law, who has passed, had for many years, and she left it to me when she was moving on. And I love it because I was really into Christmas long before I was part of the church and long before I was a pastor. And Santa has always been great. Love Santa. And this is a statue that has Santa kneeling in full Santa garb, right? And praying before baby Jesus. And it's just, it brings it all together so nicely, you know. One of the paradoxes of this time of year is that we speak about goodwill toward men, and we celebrate that, and we pray for that, and we sing of that. And hopefully we experience that in our own lives. But there's still so much pain and loss in the world, so much that is not goodwill toward men. And I wanted to share an old poem, but one I think still has quite a bit of relevancy for today. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then from each black accursed mouth the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth. Goodwill to men. Christmas is a precious time. A time for it is when we honor the birth of God, the coming of Jesus into our lives, and the miracle of the incarnation of God into human form. We are blessed, each of us, to have heard this call and to be here today to worship in this sanctuary, as are all the people in all the churches around this town and around the country and around the globe. This is a sacred day for all of us as Christians, and I think it's a sacred day for all who appreciate the message and the teaching of Jesus, because many appreciate Jesus deeply, even if they are not Christian. Yet, as the poet says, there is much to find wrong with the world that we live in, and at times it can seem that there is more wrong than right in creation, for humans consistently choose poorly and make either ignorant mistakes or greedy self-serving mistakes that can destroy lives and destroy whole ecosystems at times. For disease and hatred and anger and greed and stupidity are still alive and seemingly well, even though the birth of the Savior is being celebrated today amongst us. And I bring this up because I am aware that death is still with us, that ultimately our souls continue and live forever and go from one form to another. What those are, we do not know, but eventually we will find out. We will be welcomed on that far shore when we leave this world. But our bodies die. And I bring this up because this Friday, I visited a member of our church who has been dealing with cancer for the last number of months, Latia Seru. You will know her as Eleza's wife, Eleza Vokalu, our steward, our Fijian steward. And I had visited her a little while back when she first had the diagnosis of cancer and was starting chemo, and she was struggling, but we were all very hopeful that she would make it through. And this last week, things got worse. She went to the hospital. The doctor said there's really nothing more we can do. Sent her home to be under hospice care. So I visited with her on Friday. We prayed, did communion with her, and then she died last night, about 3 a.m, with Eleza at her side. Now, she was a solid Christian, deep in her faith, deep in her service to this church and to her community, a longtime member, someone we could call a saint of this church. And yet even she is not protected from what will happen for us all. There is a time when we'll be called home. And sometimes that's difficult and painful, and sometimes it's quick and relatively easy. So how do we make sense of this as we come to celebrate the birth of Jesus? I think that it's important that we keep in mind that even though we have our faith, we worship, we pray, we give ourselves to God in whatever way we do, and we call on God and on Jesus to support us and help us and guide us in our lives, still, there are some realities. We have bodies. We need to eat. We need to sleep. We need to work. And over time, as many of us know, our bodies wear out. That's just an unavoidable truth of this world of creation that we all share. But still, I know that Jesus Emmanuel, God is with us, is true, and it will help. It will not answer the underlying concern we might have as people, which is being afraid, being worried, being left in a state of real worry. So I take solace in what Jesus said to his disciples just before he left them in John 14. He said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will send another companion who will be with you forever. The companion is the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive because it neither sees him nor recognizes him. You know him because he lives with you and will be with you always." Now, the Spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is with us. Will the Holy Spirit save us from dying at some point? No. But the Holy Spirit will help us make that transition And I saw that with Latia on Friday, that she knew her time was come, and it was just a question of hours, if not days, and she was praying hard. And yet, she was as at peace as she could be, given what was happening. Jesus continues, I won't leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live too. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. One of his disciples said, Lord, why are you about to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered, Whoever loves me will keep my word. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever doesn't love me doesn't keep my words. The word that you hear isn't mine. It is the word of the Father who sent me. Jesus is the representative of God in this world, and the Spirit is what connects us with God moment to moment and day to day. God is eternal, but God is usually harder to reach because God is so vast, so cosmic. God is like the nebula that are millions or thousands of light years away from us that we can imagine or even see reproductions of images that are of those places, but places we will never physically go to. God is that kind of vast, at times unreachableness. Jesus is the one who can be there for us in our prayers, and the Holy Spirit is that power of God that is with us at all times and all places, so that even when life's challenges come and hit us hard, we have the power of the Spirit to rely on, we have the friendship and companionship of Jesus, and we know that ultimately God is there for us, behind the scenes often, but nonetheless. For everything comes from God, and everything will go back to God. As we are born into this world, we will be taken out of this world, but God will be with us forever. Jesus continued, I have spoken these things to you while I am with you. The companion, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, and will teach you everything, and will remind you of everything I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I give to you not as the world gives. Don't be troubled or afraid. You have heard me tell you, I am going away and returning to you. If you loved me, you would be happy that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than me. I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you will believe. I won't say much more to you because this world's ruler is coming. He has nothing on me. Rather, he comes so that the world will know that I love the Father and do just as the Father has commanded me. Get up, for soon we will be leaving this place. Jesus, from the beginning of his mission and time on earth, inspired and touched and moved all of those who he came into contact with. Even at the end, with the Romans, and the Pharisees, and the heads of the council of the temple. He was a mysterious enigma, but here on Christmas Day, we can cherish and revel in Jesus' humanity. For Jesus was a small child, as each of us have been small children, as many of us have had small children to raise or to take care of at one time or another. Jesus was like that. So our souls are moved by seeing that little baby that we all know is so fragile, so new, yet so pure and full of life. I would encourage you this season, even if times are hard for some, to remember that you are like that baby, pure, full of light, full of God's love. And if you let yourself connect with that, have an experience of that, it can transform your life. Because not only do you feel yourself as that small little child that you once were, you also feel the power of the Spirit changing you, making you wholer, more pure, more filled with Spirit. And that's the kind of transformation that can make a difference, not only today for Christmas, but the rest of this week and even the coming year. God's love is with us, but we have to open up to allow it into our lives. Let this season, when we worship that baby Jesus, that little one who seemingly has no power over anything, who needs to be fed and changed and nursed and rocked, to be taken care of as any small newborn needs. Still, that newborn has the power of God within it. You have the power of God within you. Open to that. And remember that even when times get tough, the power of God is still with us. And the power of God will continue to change us and transform us and open us to the wonders of creation. I'd like to close with a prayer. Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate, open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift, and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven for Jesus' sake. Amen.